One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the Sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
CITR 101.9 FM, 4 o'clock Tuesday, which means it's time for Discorder Radio. Glad to be back for our second show of 2014, but really our first show of 2014, because last week was the 2013 year in review. We're kicking it off with a bang. Lots to cover this week, including the four-year anniversary show of the revamped Cobalt, having a big special performance this Saturday night, featuring a bunch of different acts. One of the acts will be this band here. That's Sunshine in the background. And they will be playing along with bands such as Lying Eyes, DJ Jeff Leppard, and maybe even Gang Signs. And if you're lucky, we might get Adam Fink from Gang Signs to join us a little bit later in the show. A little studio interview. In the meantime, this is Sunshine. Sundays for Cats to kick it off today on Discorder Radio, CITR. 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Continuing along, we just heard from Sunshine. And the show continues with a band that is actually our first feature band in the Jan-Sember issue of Discorder Magazine. Great feature there on page 8. The band is Little Wild. The track is Brown Vest on Discorder Radio.
Yeah.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Great tune there from Little Wild.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, man.
And I guess so. They were featured in the Jan-Sember issue, which is sort of, for those of you who don't know, it's the bundled December-January issue that we call Jan-Sember.
It lost out to the voting in having the name being called Decembuary.
I prefer Decembuary because it's chronological.
This
but
is true. This
Jan-Sember is more topsy-turvy like we do here at Discorder magazine.
This is true. And it's funny you bring it back to Discorder's roots. Originally, they wanted to call it something along the lines of Order Disc. As we mentioned last show, talking about Mike.
Did we know?
Well, I was talking about Mike Mines, who we had the chance to interview earlier in 2013 about the origin of the name Discorder magazine. And they all sat around 31 years ago, right around this time, actually, probably in mid-January, thinking about what they were going to call Discorder magazine, and they were coming up with a couple different name options, and someone shouted out, well, we should do something like Order Disc, like it's because we're playing the orders of the disc. And they said, well, we don't want any order, it's more like disorder. And then someone just said, how about Discorder? And that's how the name Discorder came about.
Very good.
And Mike Mines was the original editor of Discorder magazine, and he said that it's funny. He said there was the nerdiest guy in the room actually blurted it out. I forget the name right now. We could probably find that out for you at the time. But he'll be ever go down in Discorder folklore as the man that named Discorder magazine. We'll try to get his name up for you at the next break. There you go.
Right on.
Okay. So
we are entering our 31st year at Discorder magazine. And 31st year, CITR has been on the FM dial. So excited about that. Looking forward to what's ahead.
Yes. This show is about looking ahead, because last show was mostly about looking back. What are you looking forward to most in 2014, CJ? Are you one of those New Year's resolution guys?
Not much. Just eat more, have more fun, and smile more. That's what I do.
I think you could definitely eat more. If you haven't seen CJ, he's skinny as a tick.
Hey.
But we love him for it.
And smile more.
I don't think you could smile more. You're always pretty smiley.
I meant inside.
Okay. And what was the other thing? You said eat more, smile more, and what else?
And listen to more music.
I like the third one. Maybe we should do that right about now, actually.
All right. So this one is for our station manager, Brenda, who wanted to listen to some Lightning Dust.
Yes. This is from the album Fantasy, which came number 15 on our top 100 countdown of 2013. And the track is Loaded Gun. For Brenda, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Kashka, the new project from Kat Burns of Forest City Lovers, presents her brand new album, Bound.
We can't believe how far we have come.
Bound is available on iTunes and Bandcamp now. Visit KashkaMusic.com to watch videos and learn more.
Dance Horizons is holding a dance-a-thon fundraiser on January the 19th, 2014, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the UBC Sub Ballroom. This event is planned in order to help Dance Horizons in providing affordable dance classes and creating a welcoming dance community for everyone. Also, part of the proceeds will go to the UBC Red Cross to support children of war. This is sponsored by CITR.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Music continues with Phantoms again. They will be playing the Cobalt next week. Speaking of which, going to talk about their 4-year anniversary party coming up after their track Pacific Neon on Discorder Radio.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. That was Phantoms Again with the track Pacific Neon. Phantoms Again will be playing the Cobalt on January 23rd, which is in about 9 days' time. But before then, oh, by the way, also Phantoms Again, we should mention also a great feature written by Luann Lee in this month's double issue, the Jan Sember issue. You can find that on page 14. Phantoms Again, once again, playing at the Cobalt next week. Before we get to talking about the Phantoms Again show, we're going to talk about it more next week because we've got some time. The Cobalt is having their four-year anniversary party this Saturday night. Now, I know you're probably thinking, those who are familiar with the Vancouver music scene, the Cobalt is not just 4 years old. It's been around for decades. But the revamped Cobalt was rebirthed on February 1st, 2010. It was called 917 Main Street for a while. It was just the name of the venue, and then I guess people revolted and wanted to bring back the old name, so the Cobalt name was brought back shortly after. And to help celebrate this this historic occasion, 4 years of basically, I would say, Vancouver's indie rock ground zero, maybe, CJ?
I'd say so.
It pretty well is the grittiest, grimiest, most raw rockin' Vancouver club. Biltmore is also, I would say, a close second, but Biltmore gets a few more mainstream acts. Anyways, to talk about this, we have a very special guest with us, a man who is very familiar with the Cobalt, on the line right now, from the band Gang Signs and Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Mr. Adam Fink, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Nice. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. What did you get up to for the New Year, by the way?
I played a show with Gang Signs.
Perfect.
And
it was
a lot of fun.
Yeah? Where was it at?
It was at a place called the Fan Club, which is on Granville Street downtown. Oh. It was a place we never played before, but it was a blast. Good crowd.
Classy venue.
Balloons.
A real step up from the Cobalt.
Well, that's a hard step up because that place is beloved, especially by me.
Nice. Nice. Well, let's one reason I wanted to chat with you, not only are you playing the Cobalt twice over this upcoming Saturday, but you've played the Cobalt. How many times have you played the Cobalt so far, Adam?
Oh, I don't even know. Many, many times.
If you could give us a ballpark number.
Since it's been changed over the last 4 years?
Yeah.
Definitely in the 20 times, probably.
Nice.
Yeah. Different bands.
And how many times have you been there as a patron?
Oh, 1 million times.
Good answer. Plus. Exactly. Nice. Do you have a favorite memory of all those, of 20 plus shows and a million plus visits over the past 4 years?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I can single anything out, but it is one of those places where, you know what, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go there, you're going to run into so many good people, see so many friends, and hear a ton of great music.
Nice.
And it's always different and it's always great.
Well, I actually want to get into that in a second. So, but before we talk about the music we're going to hear this weekend, what do you think it is about the Cobalt that makes it such an iconic Vancouver music venue?
Well, the location is fantastic.
It is a great location, right on Main Street.
Especially for someone like me, I live very close. But it is one of those places where you can go down on a moment's notice on your own, and you're guaranteed to see something that, you know, I know Vancouver is a very small little musical community, but it's just full of great people, and 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a whole bunch of people there, and there's going to be a great band playing.
This is true. I can vouch for that. I went by myself on Thanksgiving. Mm. I was feeling a little bit sheepish, and I got in there, and as soon as I got in, I recognized some people, so... Yeah, that was.
I ended up going down by myself on Christmas Eve.
Oh, really?
I had a blast. So,
oh, wow.
What
was going on there Christmas Eve?
Not too much, actually. Just some people, I guess all the orphans in town that didn't have any family to go hang out with.
That's warm and fuzzy feelings. I guess you didn't make it up to Whitehorse for the holidays.
No, actually, my folks don't live there anymore. They're in Winnipeg, which is equally cold and far away. But, no, I was in town. I was working, and I had a couple shows. So,
right on. The man is so dedicated to the Vancouver scene, stuck around for the holidays.
And I love it.
And speaking of your dedication, you're not only playing this Saturday night at the Cobalt with one band, but you're playing in multiple acts. Is this correct?
Two bands on Saturday, yes.
So who are you playing with this week?
Playing with Gang Signs and also playing with Sunshine.
Nice. Now I guess you're just filling in for someone else with Sunshine, or because?
Yeah, I'm filling in for Sean, their regular drummer who couldn't do the show.
What's his excuse?
And it's my pleasure because I love that band and I love those guys and songs are great. Stoked.
Nice. But Gang Signs, of course, is your mainstay.
Yeah.
So what can we expect from Gang Signs this weekend?
Well, that's a good question. We've actually been, since right at the start of the new year, we've been in the studio recording our first full-length record.
Congrats.
Which has been going really well. We're working with Hayes Fisher, who you guys might know from the New Values.
Nice.
And also has produced a ton of great records in town. So hopefully a couple new songs.
Well,
I think a lot of dancing.
Right on. We're looking forward to that. It's good to hear, too, that you guys have a full-length album coming out, because I know that yourself and Peter, who's also in the band Gang Signs, you guys have a lot of different various side projects on the go. If you could, between the three members of Gang Signs, how many different bands and side projects are you guys involved with?
Oh, dozens, I think, at least. Yeah, I mean, Peter, besides music, is also a fantastic artist who has his own solo show coming up at the Aiden Gallery, I believe, soon, maybe March. You'd have to confirm that with him. But
we'll be sure to plug it closer to the date.
Humans and Lady Friend, and then also does a lot of remixing and production work on the side. Atea, you might know, is DJ Wobangs, who plays constantly in Vancouver. She's also doing a bunch of stuff on her own. And then I play drums in a lot of bands, which is super fun. there's a lot.
And now also, the band, it was Boyfriends and Girlfriends is one of the other bands.
Girlfriends and Boyfriends, yeah. That's a band that I'm also in. And we are almost finished recording full length right now, which has been fantastic. We've been working with Felix Fung, who's great. He's also done records for Mode Mundane and In Love.
Awesome. Busy working Vancouver bands, busy working drummer, and I think it's really indicative of how collaborative the Vancouver scene seems to be, and you guys are a shining example of collaborators and coordinators trying to mix it up with lots of different music in Vancouver and sharing your talents all around the board and helping to cross-promote and help each other out.
I feel lucky that I'm able to help so many talented people out. I mean, everybody here is amazing. So much good music, and it's just nice to play every once in a while.
Nice. Oh, one other thing I wanted to ask you about as well is there's something I keep seeing popping up on Facebook is this event called Actual Dads.
Yes. That's something that you would be good to talk to Trevor Risk, who is the lead vocalist, guitar player in Sunshine, about. It's a new night that he started with Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird at Save on Meats. And they're playing all sorts of great dad rock on vinyl. It's a lot of fun.
All right, we'll tell you. We'll try to get Trevor on to talk about that for next week's show. In the meantime, Trevor and his band Sunshine will be playing this weekend at Cobalt, along with the band Gang Signs. And once again, Adam Fink will be playing in both those bands. Thanks so much for joining us, Adam.
Hey, my pleasure. Always fun to talk to you guys.
Right on, brother. We'll see you this Saturday. And here is Gang Signs with the track Runnin'. You better be running to the Cobalt this Saturday for their 4th anniversary show. And you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Woo!
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca. You can also check out our podcasts of every show going back all the way to 2010, because that's when our show started.
October of 2010 is when it all started. But CJ and I have been rocking the mic / mixing board here since, what's that, CJ, March of 2012?
That's right.
Nice. So our 2-year anniversary coming up later this year.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were talking about, you were going to continue that statement.
No, I think.
Either way, let's continue with the music here on CITR.
That sounds like a great idea. This is Dear Rouge, a great local Vancouver band with the track Say Something on Discorder Radio. Kind of fitting considering we had that awkward pause, isn't it? This track's called Say Something.
let's let it say something.
We'll let the music do all the saying. And that'll be something. Yeah.
join CITR's Nardwar the Human Serviette live as he talks and plays interview clips from his audio and video vault. The event is free and takes place on Friday, January 17th from noon to 2 p.m. in room 212A of the AMS Student Union building at UBC. For more information, visit CITR.ca or Nardwar.com.
Bless up! Nardwar!
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties!
But seriously, it is Mounties.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, we're back for the first real show of 2014. As we mentioned off the top, 2013 was our the last show was a 2013 interview show.
Right.
Yes.
And this is kicking off the best of the rest of the year.
Yes. And we mentioned earlier that we've got the big Cobalt show happening this weekend, their 4-year anniversary party.
Right. And if you missed the interview with Adam Fink or only caught the last part of it, don't worry, we've got you covered. We'll upload it on our SoundCloud page.
Yes. Thanks again to Adam for coming in and chatting with us. He'll be playing in both the band Sunshine and Gang Signs, who we heard earlier in the show, along with the bands Lying Eyes and DJ Jeff Leopard. We'll all be at the Cobalt for a free 4-year anniversary show this Saturday night. Some other music to note in the city tonight. We've got Chain and the Gang, along with the Shivas, playing at the Electric Owl. We also have the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at Funky Winker Beans. And we've got J. Cole at the P&E Forum, all happening tonight. If you want to find out more about the music and exciting bits of indie music info that's happening in and around Vancouver, Discord Radio's got you covered. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram. What else do we have, CJ?
That's pretty much it. And we've got the magazine.
Of course.
Of course.
Where it all started from.
Everything.
Yes. And in the magazine, as part of the show we did last week on our 2013 Best Of, we were counted on the top 5 albums, which, by the way, were Doldrums, Weed, J. Arner, The Oz, and The Courtneys. In at number one, those are the top 5 from 2013. This week we're kind of collecting some of the best of the rest. We heard from Lightning Dust. They came in at number 15 earlier in the show. And now we're going to play some Austra, who are currently in Australia, believe it or not, kicking off a tour. And they came in at number 18 on the 2013 charts. The album is Olympia. The label is Paper Bag, and the track is Home. Austra, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Keep
Discord Radio, CITR 1019. That is Austra, who's on their way to Australia with the track Home. They were number 18 on our top 100 albums of 2013. And that album, by the way, was called Olympia. Speaking of Olympia, it's a bit of a plug of, for a little bit of a mission that I'm about to embark on, along with a couple of their independent journalism friends. We are planning on heading to Sochi to cover the independent side of the games. We don't have access to the main, we don't have media accreditation, but we are going to cover what's happening outside the official Olympic spotlight, the culture and the social and fan experience of Sochi 2014, and considering this, some are calling this the most controversial games in a generation, all the more reason to have independent journalists on the ground providing unfiltered reporting to what's actually happening at Sochi 2014. If you want to find out more about that, check out a link which will appear on our Facebook page and on our Twitter. And all being well, I will be heading to Sochi in about 2.5 weeks' time.
Looking forward to all the reports from independent journalism.
Yes, CJ will hopefully be helping us coordinate, sending some posts while he'll be here. So I'll be away for about 3 weeks, all being well. We are basically doing a crowdfunding campaign, which is always tough. But if you're listening right now and you're feeling so inspired, we'll get the link up. You can check the link and hopefully donate to our cause. Help get us to Sochi and help independent journalism continue to thrive at the 2014 Olympics.
In the meantime, let's focus back on the independent Vancouver scene.
Yes, I just thought because we were playing the album Olympia, I thought it was a fitting... It was a fitting segue, and I won't be here for a couple weeks, so I thought I'd let people know what's going on.
I'm sure people would love to support you, Wade.
Thank you, buddy. So we're just about out of time. We're going to close off the show right now with a band. What a great name for a band. These guys are called the rock band called Time.
That's right.
And they've got a show happening this Thursday night at Lanaluz.
Friday the 17th.
Oh, I stand corrected.
At Lanaluz, which is...
I got the date and time wrong for the rock band called Time. Go figure.
But I've never been to Lanaluz, but I've heard it's quite nice. And it's at 362 Powell Street. And the show is $10. Music starts at 9. And you've got the rock band called Time, another band called Lightbulb Vaporizer, Hill Beast, and Vinyl Knife. This is like probably... true indie rock.
Nice.
From Vancouver.
And they've got a great producing record behind them, at least rock band called Time. When I say producing record, I'm talking about not necessarily the medium, but the
producer.
The producer has got a great record. Jesse Gander of Rain City Recorders, who was featured, I believe, in the November issue.
September.
I know it was one of those ember months.
By our very own Jordan Ardenas.
Yes, we played a
Station ID.
Station ID, thank you very much, earlier, and was also mentioned on the Actual Dads. Again, going back to the conversation with Adam Fink, it's all about collaboration here in Vancouver. It's great.
That's right.
But Jesse Gander and Rain City Recorders have helped produce music from the Japan Droids, White Lung, the Pack AD, and a whole bunch more, and you can add the rock band called Time to that mix. So let's... because we're almost out of time, let's end it off today with these guys, the rock band called Time, playing this Friday at Lanaluz. This track is called What You Thinking? Thanks again for joining us on Discord Radio. I'm Wade for CJ on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts.